you certainly know by now that President Joe Biden has made the announcement he's going to fully withdraw American troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. Originally, we were told by the former President Trump he was trying to get him out by May. And in fact, NATO troops will start to being pulled out in May. The president saying, we cannot continue the cycle of extending or expanding our military presence in Afghanistan, hoping to create the ideal conditions for our withdrawal, expecting a different result. I am now the fourth American president to preside over an American troop presence in Afghanistan. Two Republicans, two Democrats. I will not pass this responsibility to a fifth. It's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home. Well, here's an American troop who has had the experience of, in fact, being, serving this great country of ours. Major Sam Peters, Bronze Star recipient, saw tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq. The retired major from the United States Air Force spent more than 20 years serving, including combat support duty in Afghanistan, elsewhere, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, tours in Panama, Korea, and various installations in the United States, retired in 2013. And we welcome and thank Major Sam Peters. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, sir, and thank you for your service to this great country.
Paul, it was my pleasure, and thanks for having me this morning. I do appreciate it.
Tell me your reaction, because here I have in front of me a New York Times opinion that maybe even in today's paper or yesterday's paper, saying, I fought in Afghanistan. I still wonder, was it worth it? What do you think?
Well, this is a recurring theme. If you go back through to Vietnam and now this one, what was the purpose? What was the cause? What's the end result? I served. I did my service, and it was a pleasure doing it, protecting American resources and you know, interests as determined by the president. I want to highlight one thing here. This troop withdrawal was actually negotiated under the President Trump administration. One of the key pieces to take away from this is it was actually supposed to have happened on May 1st or by May 1st under the agreement that was reached with the leaders of that area of the world. And the fact that this administration has been sitting on it and not making a plan and not living up to that agreement that was negotiated by the U.S. government is another example of the Democrats' failed policies. Another piece of it, I would take it a step further, for Joe Biden to not only sit on it, but then to memorialize it and say we'll have it done by September 11th, it just shows how tone deaf this administration really is, and it's troubling. The fact that the troops are still there, I do believe that they needed to come home, and they need to come home, no question about it. The service that we've provided Afghanistan at this point, we've done our part, and the American interests in security in that region, it's time for them to take care of themselves.
So the May 1st date was an agreed upon date. It's in an agreement that President Trump's administration made with the Taliban. And by the way, the Taliban stopped shooting at us and killing us because of that agreement. So it's not a coincidence that NATO is going to stick to that May 1st date to pull out the NATO troops.
Interesting. How about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. And again, for an administration that's looking all the time for the right kind of symbolism, choosing September 11th, they decided, I'm sure, would be really good planning, because we all know what happened on September 11th, and now we're going to show them that we're doing something important by September 11th. It is, I hadn't really spent a lot of time thinking about all of the behind-the-scenes stories, but having been a guy, Major Sam Peters, Bronze Star recipient, who fought for our country in Afghanistan and elsewhere, I don't blame you for taking a deeper dive and a deeper feeling. Can I ask you a couple other questions, since it says on my rundown you're a former law enforcement officer?
I did, yeah. So I spent the first 10 years of my service as a law enforcement canine handler, an enlisted guy, and then I commissioned and became an officer and a leader in the Air Force. So by all means, go ahead, ask me whatever you like.
So were you in the military as law enforcement, like an MP?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so, that is correct.
All right. And as a canine officer, I suggest you somehow get a hold of or online look at the front page of the New York Post, because they have a new controversial robot canine dog. And so
I'll take a look.
you'll want to take a look at that.
And
you know, it is a controversy, because everything in New York City is a controversy. But so
sure.
I don't know, if by being in the an MP, I'm not sure how you would look at this. But, you know, we've had two major shootings that have happened. One of them just happened in the news. The unfortunate accident of the Minnesota police officer who shot and killed 20-year-old
yep.
Dante Wright when he tried to when he fought with the police and then tried to escape, and she thought she was pulling out her taser and it was her gun, and we know that story, and now she's charged with second degree manslaughter, Kim Potter. That's a very sad and unfortunate story. Obviously, the 20-year-old kid shouldn't be dead. He also shouldn't have tried to run from the police, but that's not being brought up very much. He didn't deserve to die. Now we have the story of no charges, the Department of Justice not pursuing charges against the U.S. Capitol police officer who allegedly shot and killed the protester, also a service person who served her country. That's not really brought up very much. And now I saw a video last night for the first time where she was surrounded by Capitol Hill police who were, like, not even paying attention to her or the guys breaking the window to get in to the Capitol. That was a very bizarre thing with all those guys standing around. So then you have the Capitol shooting, which would be, in effect, breaking and entering, and someone is shot. There was no announcement, stop or I'll shoot, or anything like that. And then you have fleeing and eluding, which is the 20-year-old who was shot. The officer who shot the 20-year-old fleeing and eluding police is being charged with second-degree murder. The officer who shot the Ashley Babbitt at the Capitol, which would, I guess, be breaking and entering, and shot dead, there will be no charges. What is a bigger crime? Maybe you don't have this information as a 10-year former law enforcement officer, but is fleeing and eluding the police a bigger crime or a lesser crime than breaking and entering?
Well, the level of crime, you're making great points on all of your analysis there. I have no disagreements with anything you've said. One of the things I would encourage is all of these different instances that we see in the mainstream media. We have to look at them individually. We're talking about something that happened in Minnesota and something that happened 1,500 miles away in Washington D.C. under completely different circumstances, with completely different atmosphere around what was going on. And to your point, you know, the bigger crime, which crime of the two you described is certainly one way to look at it. But in the due process of either, you know, looking at a criminal, what the criminal's done, or looking at what the police officer did or has done and how they reacted, you have to look at that from a holistic standpoint and from a standpoint of, okay, what was the scenario around there? Now, not defending any person involved in any of these instances, I would just simply point out the events that were happening at the Capitol. They were, you can say that they were riotous. You could say that there was a lot more going on. The video is a dangerous tool if we look at just snippets of it, because it you have to understand the whole story there. The events that happened in Minnesota, there was a background that the police officers had on this individual that we public don't have as we second guess what happened. Now, again, pulling a firearm and understanding or thinking that it's a taser, that's a problem in and of itself. And that, again, is part of what has to be looked at. But I think a lot of times we jump to conclusions a little bit without having the full story. And I just caution against that because, you know, things can go badly.
I appreciate your level-headed review and response of all of that. I hope we can talk to you again from time to time, Major Sam Peters. So let me just ask very quickly, in the New York Times opinion page, the soldier there is saying, I fought in Afghanistan. I still wonder, was it worth it? Would you agree or disagree with that feeling?
You know, I served my country. Every moment I was serving this country was absolutely worth my time. You know, whether or not it was worth doing, what was there value in what happened in Afghanistan? We haven't had a 9/11 on our soil since 2001. You know, hopefully that stays true. And I think we've served our nation and done what the American people have asked us to do. So it is time to come home, though.
I agree with you. Retired Major from the United States Air Force, Bronze Star recipient, Major Sam Peters. Thank you, sir. And again, thank you for your service to this great country.
My pleasure, sir. Thanks for having me.
As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.